That note. Dav Nun Chalam Beis. About 7 lines from the bottom. Meisve. Yeah? I just add one to whatever I think. Meisve. Again, there's a question over here on Rav Acha Bar Chanina. Just to remind us what he said last time. He was the opinion that suggests that every Muslim gets their own 9 shofar blasts. We had that. We accepted it as a fact. We discussed different cases and scenarios where the number could even maybe approach above 48. Because we took those into account, we had even a few potential shires, we said, things that were 48 because, like Rosh Hashanah falling out on Shabbos, it was 48, we thought, all assuming, like Rav Acha Bar Chanina, that every Musaf had their own 9 blasts attached to it. But now we're going to challenge that, and ultimately we're going to, spoiler alert, reject it. Meisve Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh Doches Shir Shal Shabbos. Here's the kasha we have. If Rosh Chodesh falls in Shabbos, as we mentioned before, that the Levim had a shir attached to each of the days, each of the korbanos, and the shir of Rosh Chodesh is docha the shir of Shabbos. Presumably the reason being is that Rosh Chodesh comes up less often, less frequently, and we want to highlight the day that comes up frequently, we want to kind of give extra stress and attention to it. V'isan, if it is, meaning if it's true, Rav Acha Bar Chanina stated that you have double blasts, and therefore we would think double shiros attached to those blasts. We should have multiple shiros because you have multiple tekios. Lema de Shabbos, lema de Rosh Chodesh. Why are you picking one over the other? Say this and say that one. You should have the mizmor, the shir for each one of them, and the shofar blast for each one of them. So I'm Rav Safra, my doch. What does it mean that you push it off? It doesn't mean you push it off and it's rejected. It's docha leko lekadim. It's pushed aside regarding its preference, its order. Meaning normally you would imagine that Shabbos should go first. We push that aside, not off. We push it aside. So Rosh Chodesh ends up going before Shabbos. The Gemara says, okay, Rav Acha Bar Chanina is still in the picture, but why do we do that? V'amai. The principle normally is, Tadir Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodim. When you have something common and something less common, that which is more common comes first. But there's just this rule over here. It does not mean that which is more common comes instead of the other one. But it means if you have two things that are in order, which one should you do first? The one that is more common should be done first. This is these principles we have in general in halacha to this day. If you have a Yal V'Yavo and a Shabbos and a Ritzei, Ritzei comes before Yal V'Yavo. It's actually a famous machlokas. On Motzei Shabbos of Chanukah, what should you do first? Should you light candles, light the Havdalah candle first? Or light the Chanukah candle first and the Svarf Havdalah candle? It's Tadir Shein Tadir, Tadir Kodim, that should come first. We have this principle we use a number of times. So over here we say, why would we not say Shabbos first if they're both going to be said anyways? And you have more than one you're going to say because of Rav Acha Bar Chanina's opinion that you have each one has their own position and their own moments, and you blow shofar for each one of them. Then why do you break from the normal routine? So Rav Yochanan Leida Shukva Rosh Chodesh Bizmano. We wanted to make known that Rosh Chodesh was established in its right time. I mean, when they saw the moon, they established Rosh Chodesh. They want to publicize the fact that Rosh Chodesh was established on this day. So they give the primary focus and the primary shear, the first shear, the opening pitch, the kickoff, is done with the Rosh Chodesh one to, again, to demonstrate, we're showing and publicizing the idea that Rosh Chodesh was established today by the Beis Din. Gemara says, one second, so you're suggesting right now that the reason why you put it in this order, Rosh Chodesh first and Shabbos second, breaking the standard rule of Tadir Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, is to highlight the fact that Rosh Chodesh is first. V'ha'ye ker avdinan, ha'ker achrisi, achrisa avdinan. This is the heker, this is what you do to recognize and demonstrate that we've established that day to be a day of Rosh Chodesh. We have a different thing we usually do to establish that is the day of Rosh Chodesh. What do we usually do to establish it? It's not really the Mishnah. The third line from the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Chel ve'tamid shel shachar, nisanin mechatzi kevesh, Ulamata bin Mizrach. The Shal Musafin Nitanim Michati Kavas Ulamata bin Marav. I think it's actually switched around the order in the gears we have on the side, but either way, the point being is that we'll get to actually the last point in a minute. We have the Chelve of the Tummy, the fats of the Korban Tummy Shal Shachar, even though according to Rashi, it could be the limbs as well, but the Korban Tummy Shal Shachar, things that must be burned in the Mizbeach, were placed in the bottom half of the ramp we mentioned beforehand. Went up, it was 32 amos in length and 16 amos in width. And from the bottom half, the closer 16 amos to the ground, is where you would place the fats and limbs of the korban tamid shel shachar. Again, the gears is different over here, where you put it on the right side, the left side, the east or the west. But either way, you put it on one side. And the musafin, also the bottom half of the ramp. The ramp mentioned was 16 amos wide. So the 8 amos to the right and to the left. So one would be where the korban tamid shel shachar fats and limbs would go. And the other one, korban tamid shel bein arbayim, the korban mincha would go. And as we know, of course, you must burn it in the proper order, a shachar before a mincha. So you had to make sure you knew which position was where. But Shal Rosh Chodesh, Nitanin Tachas Karchov HaMizbech Ulamata. And a Rosh Chodesh, when he had Rosh Chodesh as well, the fat limbs of the korbanos that were being offered were eventually placed underneath the Karchov, which according to the commentary explained, it is the Sovev. It's the top half of the Mizbeach, as Rashi here explains it. The top half of the Mizbeach, which is from 16 amos and upwards of the ramp, not the Mizbeach, and it would be from 16 amos and upwards, but underneath where the Sovev was. Sovev, we mentioned, was the last part of it. Was that the Sovev? Not the Kronot, but the last part of the layered part of the Mizbeach. And why was that there? On top of Nun Hayman Aleph. Now, for Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Leida Shikvah Rosh Chodesh Bizmano. The reason why we placed this Rosh Chodesh fats and limbs on the top part of all these other things, once again, to put them in the spotlight, to highlight the fact that today was Rosh Chodesh. So, why are we sitting over here and suggesting the Shir Shal Yom, the order is Rosh Chodesh, and then Shabbos breaking the standard rule of Tadar, Mishan, Tadar Kodim, just to demonstrate and show everyone Rosh Chodesh was today? We already do that. We did it already when we put the fats and limbs of the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh towards the top part to, again, highlight the fact that it is Rosh Chodesh today through Beis Din. So Gemara says, what's the big deal? Trei Kei Rav Dinan. We do two things to highlight this fact. Hide the Chazi, high Chazi, the Chazi, high Chazi. If you saw that one, so you saw it. You saw that one, you saw it. I want to show as much as I can. I'm not going to stop at one hecker. I'm going to do as many heckers as I can to demonstrate the fact that today was the day Beis Din established Rosh Chodesh. So right now, Rav Acha Bar Chanina is still in the picture. We had challenged him because he's the one who held that every Musaf gets his own Shofar Blast, and we had to assume it to be a fact and a truth, and we discussed a lot of different cases and scenarios based upon that, how many Shofar Blasts would be happening. We asked Akash over here by sounding that we put aside, we thought, Shir Shal Shabbos for the Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh. We didn't know why. Do both of them. We say, we did the both. We misunderstood it. But now we're going to ask a Meisvei that's going to end up being Rav Acha Bar Chanina's downfall. Meisvei. Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Yachol Kishem Shetoken Al Shabbos Bifnei Atzmo, Be'orosh Chodesh Bifnei Atzmo. We would think Yachol is possible to assume, just like we blow shofar on Shabbos when it's Shabbos by itself, and Rosh Chodesh by itself. Each one gets their own attention because it's the one focus of the day. Maybe you think Kach Yud Token Al Kol Musaf and Musaf. Similarly, you should be Token on every Musaf, even when they overlap and interact with each other. Says the Gemara here. Talmud Loma Uvroshechat Shechem. Now, we'll see what this means in a minute, but clearly what we're saying right now is you would think that you would focus and have attention and tekios for each musaf in their own right, even when they overlap. And over here, the Gemara says it's not true, you don't. And that's a tziyufta, the Rav Acha tziyufta. Now, we'll see in a minute how we get that from this pasuk, but the point over here is that up till now we had thought, Rav Acha Bar Chanina, that every musaf, even when they fall on the same day, has their own focus and their own tekios, and now we see it's not true. And we reject Rav Acha Bar Chanina based upon that. By the way, once we do that as well, just so you know, again, a lot of the other questions that we asked about making 48 don't work anymore. Right? Not all of them, but a lot of them don't work anymore. The one of the Rosh Hashanah falling on Shabbos doesn't work anymore. The one of Shabbos Pesach doesn't work anymore. A lot of these over here that we thought originally were days that maybe we could come up with 48 no longer are going to be 48. Okay. The Gemara wants to understand what exactly was this tiyufta. We quoted a pasuk, and we said, okay, checkmate, but we didn't really explain how that pasuk got there. My Talmudah, where do we learn? I mean, what are we learning? What's the source? How is this source a rejection? How do we see over here that you only blow one set of shofar blasts for how many Korban Musafs there are? You blow 9 blasts, nothing more than that, for multiple Korban Musafs in the same day. Not 9 per Musaf, 9 altogether for the fact that there are Musafim to be blown, to be offered. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, I'll tell you how we get to it. Amar Kro, the Torah says, the Pasuk says, Uvroshechat Shechem, and in the firsts of your month. Now over here, if you notice over here, this is over here, Rashi points out as well, The word chod sheichem. We'll see right now. Hukshu kol chadashim kulam ze laze. We compare, we connect, and we attach to each other all of the Rosh Chodesh to each other. Even when Rosh Chodesh would have something else, they're all the same as far as tekiyos go. Even Rosh Hashanah, which had Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh, it's also Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they're all the same regarding nine blasts. No more. Roshei Chachem, all the Rosh Chodeshes, plural, Roshei, plural, would be the similar amount of Shofar blasts, which means there's only nine, no matter what else happened on that day, even if it's Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah time, it'll all be the same. Nine blasts only. That's the Tiyufta. Rav Ashi Amar, Ksiv Chodeshechem, which is written in singular, you're in plural Chodesh. Not you're in plural Chodeshim, you're in plural Chodesh. That's what Rashi points out over here. Look over here, we'll get the next line in Rashi over here. Uksiv Uvroshe. And it says Roshe plural. The Eza Chodeshesh lo Shnei Roshim. What is the month that has on it two Roshes, two beginnings? The Omer to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the one that has two. V'am Rachman or Chad Shechem, Chari. We treat it like it's one. Again, Rashi over here points out, as you said, Natsvi, is that the Chod Shechem is written Chaser. It's written lacking. It's written missing the extra Vav. It's limited. The word is limited. And it's minimal. And therefore, we only offer one set of Tkios on a Roshe, on the month that has multiple months attached to it. And that being Rosh Hashanah, we only blow nine blasts, one set of nine blasts on the entire Korban Musaf, though there's Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah has one. And once again, we're proving against V'acha Bar Chanina, and we've rejected him for these reasons, that there is not nine blasts per Musaf offering, but nine blasts whenever there's any Musaf offering, as many as there would be, there's still only nine blasts. V'od Tanya, we have a further teaching as well that supports this idea. B'chol Shamoe Berishon Mayu Omrim. Now we're going to see over here, the Gemara is going to describe and discuss what Shir Shal Yom would be recited during the holiday, during the Chol Hamoed of Sukkot. Chol Hamoed Rishon Mayu Omrim, what do they say, the first day of Chol Hamoed? If you look over here in Rashi, he'll explain to you why each one of these parts was appropriate to say during Sukkot. Havul Hashem Ne'ilim, B'sheni Mayu Omrim, U'l'Rasha Amar Elokim, Shishi Mayu Omrim, Miyakum Li Im Miriim, Barvi Mayu Omrim, Binu Boarim Ba'am. Now this over here we'll see right now is going to be actually a question, which one we said in this, which order. We'll see there's two different opinions. B'chameshi Mayu Omrim, Hasiru Simi Sevel Shichmo, B'shishi Mayu Omrim, Yimotu Kol Mosdei Aretz. Now those are the six potential shiros that we would say in Chol Hamoed Sukkot. V'imchal b'Shabbos be'echad mehem, and if Shabbos would fall during again, assuming Shabbos and the first day of Yom does not fall the same day, but Shabbos fell during the Chol Hamoed time, yimotu yidcha, you would push off the final one. The last one would not be said. What does that show us over here? That when you have multiple things coinciding, we pick one and we push the other one away. Not in order only, not which one comes first. We completely don't say Yimotu at all. Otherwise, we would just say, whatever one you say whichever you want first. We wouldn't ask which one gets pushed off. What do you mean? Why push anything off? Over here, we see clearly, as opposed to when the Gemara tried to defend Rav Acha Bar Chanina in the prior Amud, that when it said, it's Docha, it means the order is Docha. Over here, it's saying, it's Docha, it's not recited at all. We're now going to give an Amon to help us know which person said which one of these, as far as the order of the 6 days. But bottom line is, we see clearly from this point, from this Va'od, that if you had Shabbos coinciding with one of the Shiras of the Chol Hamoed, then the Chol Hamoed Shira would be pushed off, implying we don't give it focus, we don't give it special tzikios. And that again is against Rav Acha Bar Chanina, which compounds the questions on him and gives him the full-fledged Tiyufta. Regarding just the order we have of these six, Rav Safra Manach Bu Siman, Rav Safra, he gave a Siman to help us know the order of which you say and which day. And again, I recommend you check out Rashi, who will tell us in detail why each one of these Shira would be proper for the Chag of Sukkot and the order it's in. So he placed the following mnemonic device to help him to get the order. Humbahi. Again, Humbahi, if you look in the order, it's Havul Hashem is the first say. Ula Rasha is the Vav. Hu. Then we had Me is the Mem. Then we had Binu is the Beis. Then we had Hasirusi is the A, and Yimotu is the Yud. So that's Humbahi. Rav Papa, How about they have a different order? Even though the one that we had just now is what Rav Safra had. Rav Papa, Manach Busimana, Hum Havi. Yeah, and he switched around the Beis and the Hay, number four and five, were different orders. And again, the Rashi explains why each one had a different order. Busimanech, and the Simon we have, let us remember which person said which order, is Ambuha de Safri. Now, what this means over here, as Rashi explains as well, is that it meant that the gathering area of the place where the children's teachers would be standing. There was a place where the teachers would teach the children, and the parents would gather around waiting for the children to finish the lectures and the teachings that they had arranged with these students. And that was called the Ambuha de Safri. The alley, like the mother, the alley of the teachers. And therefore, Rav Safra had the bays before the hay, right? He had the bays before the hay. He had the humbahi, and therefore the umbuha de Safri. Rav Papa had the hay, humhavi, the hay before the bays. So we say umbuha de Safri, that Rav Safra had the bays before the hay, just to remind you which one's which. And then the Gemara brings up this whole thing, why I brought it down, to once again demonstrate to Yufta, the Rav Acha Bar Chanina to Yufta. So he's got knocked out twice, and Rav Acha is out. You no longer say what he said, that every Musaf gets their own ninth kilos. There was a problem, though, with knocking him out. He didn't stop say it. He wasn't just, like, spitballing it. Right? He had a good source, he had a puzzle, and a bright to explain what the puzzle even meant. So Gemara here asked that kasha. Amar Ravina, sorry. V'ha Rav Acha Bar Chanina Krav Masnisa Ka'amar. Rav Acha Bar Chanina, he had a pasuk and a teaching, a brisa that he had in his hand about that pasuk. He didn't stop say it. So again, what was the brisa that he had? The lashon we had in the brisa that he was explaining what it meant was lashon of Hakol Lefi Hamusafin Token. That was the lashon. What does that mean? Hakol Lefi Hamusafin Token. So he explained what it meant, that every Muslim gets his own tekiah. So we're now going to re-explain it. What does that mean? Hakol Lefi Hamusafin Token. So the Gemara of here as follows. Amar Ravina Lomar. What does it mean to say? Shemarichin b'tekios. A kol b'musaf token means that we blow shofar and we marichin. We extend it. Not that we add more blasts, but we extend the blasts that we have corresponding to the amount of korbanos we have to bring. I mean, we still have the same 9 blasts, but we have them in tekiah gedola. We do tekiah gedolas. We extend it to the process until all the musafs are offered. A kol b'musaf token does not mean the number, but we want it to last as long as. Where else have we seen this idea that we have like an extended blast? Extended blast we had? In this parak.
Extended? What do you mean extended?
I mean we're marichit. An extended blast.
Marichit?
No, that we had 6 there, but it wasn't extended, I don't think.
Is that to announce to people that
what's that? What, for people that feel extended?
I don't know what you mean by extended.
So the Mishnah says, when it comes to that, the person would continue his blowing from the Shara Tachton or the 10th step until he got out to the word Marichin, I think. Was Lashon over there? Hayutokin v'holchin. They would tokeya and they would continue. Holchin. They would continue to blow. It's not Marichin, you're right, but they were token of Holchin. They would continue the blowing until they got down. Look, Rashi is Marichin. Yeah, Rashi Marichin. That's what I thought it was from. Basically, the Achronos, they were Marichin until they got to the Shari Yotze. So we have this idea that they would continue on, extend it in order to complete the task at hand. A kol v'safim token does not mean they blew more, they just blew longer. That's what Ravina says. Rabbanan de Kesari, who we had where? Born de Kesari? Yes. This one you got to get. I don't remember them more than once. For when I tell it to you, like, that's right. Because it happens to be, I'll tell you a little hint. They were wrong. They were wrong. They tried helping, but they were wrong. Excellent. The circle and the square. Born de Kesari. Very good, Ben. Excellent. Chesam Nalef, yeah. Very good. Okay. Baruch Yisar Mishmei Rav Acha Amri Lomar Shemarbe B'Token. Not that they blew extra blasts, but they had more blowers. Meaning Rashi puts that over here, that there was, even though they had a certain amount of people who would blow, you could increase the orchestra. It wouldn't be that you would have more blowings going on, but you would increase the people who were blowing to symbolize the extra musaf, but you would not have extra blasts. You wouldn't have more than nine. You'd just have more people doing nine together. And therefore, again, each korban would still only get nine, but they would get a nice background harmony orchestra along with it as well. You had more than Rabbanu Kesari? You had more?
Yeah.
You think, for sure?
98%.
I don't remember. Google it later on. You can put it in the Bar Ilan. You shouldn't. Okay. Now, the Gemara over here asks another one last question. It's actually very shy for us nowadays. It's a little different, but still within the idea of each day getting his proper due. We who have 2 days, which means we live in Chutzlars, in Babel, Sveka de Yoma, and I'm not sure which day is which. What do we do? How do we do this? What does it mean how we do this? So we do what? So here Rashi explains that when we daven and we insert the Musaf of each day. And since we're living in a time when we're assuming we're outside of Eretz Yisrael, we're in Gauls, we're Sveka de Yoma, what do we say on any given day? Again, in Chutzlars, what do? You have the first day, Yontif, second day, Yontif also. You say Yom HaRishon? Do you say Yom HaSheni on the second day when it's also Yontif? What do you do? Hech Yavdinan. So by Amar, you can't say Yom HaSheni on Yontif. So Sheni Yitcha, the second we have over here, the second day with this day is corresponding to whatever korbanos. We'll see the next mission is going to talk about which korbanos you brought in which days and how many, you know, as we mentioned before, we know the parim go down, they go descending order from 13 down to 7. So we would never mention, according to the opinion of Abaye, we would never mention the second day. You would never say, you would say the first 2 days, you would say 13 parim. And then on the third day, right, which is the first day called Moed Chutzlart, you would then go down to 11. Because you couldn't say 12 on the first, second day Yontif, because Yontif still. So you skip ahead to the next one. That's what you would do, according to Abaye. Rav Amar, Rav says, no, you go 1, first day. Second day, you do 1 again, because we still Yontif. Then you go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and we end off. We don't get 7 in the end. Rav Amar, Shvi, Yaditcha. We count in order. You can't skip. You got to count in order. You run out of days, so you run out of the last day. Leave it at that, but you don't skip. Tanakh would say to Rav, and we actually have a teaching that seems to support Rav as well. We had already in the above the Shir Shal Yom that we said, you just keep on going. Whatever day Shabbos comes out, the count continues. You don't skip. And the seventh day loses. Yimotu loses. Over here as well, like my grandmother suggested, you would lose the seventh, the last one. You would continue counting. You would go 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then you'd be done. You run out of time. That's not what we do. We don't do either one of those two. What do? So the Gemara here, Askin Ameimar Ben Arda Dimidalgi Delugi. A Meimar was maskin. He made a takana in Naharda. You should go skip backwards. What does it mean skip backwards? It means when you do one for day one and one for day one again. And the next day you say 2 and 3. Next day you say 3 and 4. Also with our laning. This is chutzars, laning also. Not in our intro, but chutzars do the same thing. Laning, they say the day before and this current day as well to kind of cover. They don't want to skip anything. They don't want to leave anything out in the end. And that's what they do for themselves. The Mishnah very quickly. The Mishnah quickly together. There's a Mishnah, and then we'll stop. This Mishnah we did, and went over. We did this Mishnah the first time. We didn't. It's actually our third time doing it together. Mishnah we did the first time. We did this sugya in Sukkis in my in-laws house in Hoshana Rabbah. I think I learned this Gemara with you guys in Hoshana Rabbah. Talk about the why the Shib Umas Olam. Why were they the ones who celebrate Sukkis? Why was it a Sukkis holiday for the whole entire world? Anyways, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Hayusham. Again, top of Nun Hey Mabez. So just a little background, we know there are 24 Mishmaros, and all the Mishmaros were involved in doing Avodah on certain holidays, and among them the Shalosh Regalim. So over here we have right now a holiday when 24 people, their families are ready to be involved in the Avodah, and each one that's involved in it gets to keep certain parts of those animals, like the skins. So the first day you have 13 Parim, 2 Seirim, two Elim and 1 Seir, which equals altogether 16. And we have left the Shai Risham Yudal Kvasim. We're still going to have 14 Kvasim left. And we only have 8 families. It's one Mishmaros. So, B'yom Rishon, what do you do on the first day? So, when you have these 8 families left, do you have 14 animals to sacrifice? So, six of them, Shisha, Makriv, and Shnaim. 6 get an offer, 2 each, which equals 12. And we have 2 left, but Ashar, the other 2, Echad, each one offers 1 of the Kvasim. Basheni, the second day of Chol Hamoed, or second day of Yom Tov, Chol Hamoed here. First day of Chol Hamoed, second day of Chag. Chamisha Makrivin Shnaim Shnaim, because we go down in order, right? We now have only Yud Beis Parim, so we go down in order. So now we have the extra one to play with. So five of them offer two and two, so it equals 10 altogether we're offering. 10 of the 14 kvasim. And we have four left now. We have four left because there were originally eight left, right? And now we left one guy. We had another one that was no longer doing the parim because the parim went down number also, went down to Yud Beis parim. Another one left now. So we have now each of the other ones would do one and one. Again, the math works out if you would look at it and write it out for yourself. 24 people to involve themselves in all these korbanos and the kvasim and the parim and the elim, parim and seirim, or seir, were all one person for each one, and the rest of them involved themselves in the kvasim. Multiple mishmaros had multiple, each mishmar had multiple kvasim at certain days. Bashlishi, dal makrivim shnaim, four of them offered two and two, meaning eight were accounted for with those four, eight of the kvasim. Bashar echad echad, and we now have another, eight left, and that would equal the 14 kvasim that had to be offered. Six left. Equal the 14 kvasim that had to be offered. Barvi, shlosha, shlosha, makrim, shlosha, shnayim, bashar, echad, echad, bachamisha, bachamishi, shnayim, makrim, shnayim, bashar, echad, echad, bashishi, echad, makrim, shnayim, bashar, echad, echad. So again, yeah.
The only thing that changed was the parim.
The parim go down.
Every day there was two elim, every day there was one seir, and every day there was
14 kvasim, correct. And each time you knocked off a par, that means one person went back down to the back of the line with everyone else, and therefore we were able. One person less was giving double because we had one more person to kind of be part of the avodah.
Well, the numbers of the korbanos we touched upon earlier also to show that it's a chag le'atzma. Didn't we say that?
Yeah, we'll get that. We'll get that very soon, actually. Yeah, Shvi, exactly. It's the next one. We'll see in a minute, and that's we'll see right now why it was. Shvi, cool on Shavuot, and as far as the seventh day goes, we had exactly 24 to go around, and everyone only offered one. Everyone was the same. Bashmini, as you pointed out, Chazru the pious. That was also one of the Kashar Pajav, right? That was one of the things that the pious was a new pious. You offered from the beginning again. Kibur Galim, as you have for any holiday. Every holiday has their own pious, and this also had their own pious Bashmina Teres. Amru, and it was stated, Misha Hikriv Parim Hayom Lo Yakriv L'Machar El Chozrin Chalila. The order of the 24 was a certain order that we have near Yom listed the 24 Mishmaros, and that order continued on, meaning once you got to the first group of guys that had the 13 Parim, the next, number 14 and onwards, will continue the parim, and you would each have one of them going in that order. It would keep on picking where you left off last time, would be the next group that would come, and they would each give their parim and offer them and go in that order. Stop over here, but then continue this tomorrow.